How's it going, everybody? Today I got kind of a fun exercise that I've been doing with my employees a lot just to kind of understand where their thinking's at and they can kind of understand where mine is. And that is, what's your spirit animal? My name is Henry G. This is the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we use positivity to build a better mindset. So, what I mean by that, I'm not talking about going on Facebook and filling out a questionnaire to see what your spirit animal is, or legitimately figuring out whatever it is. I'm just talking about, for fun, if you could pick what animal you would be, and why. So for me, I pick a wolf. And the few reasons, in my mind, when I originally was asked the question, I started thinking, okay, what would I be? And I initially thought a lion. But the truth be told, I'm not really a lion. When you start thinking of the characteristics of a lion, it just didn't really fit in with how I operate. I like the idea of a wolf because I like working together. But you can be a lone wolf from time to time when you need to. You have a pack, you're strong with your pack, and you kind of do everything as a team. You can communicate, and I just love doing things with people. I love collaborating and working with others and using their strengths and my strengths to really develop something. And so I started asking people where what they spirit animal there was, and it didn't really matter to me what they said. I just would ask them, and then why. So I told you my why. I like being the wolf because I like to teamwork. I like that we hunt. I have a sales background. That's kind of my skill set, I guess, coming from sales, and that's kind of what I lean on if I ever needed to. Like, if I everything went bad and I had to just use my one talent to make a living, I could just go right back into sales. And that's kind of like a hunter mentality. And I like building sales teams, things like that, and using everybody's strengths. So that's how I explained it to them, and then asked them what spirit animal they would be, or what animal guide or whatever they would choose. And it's such an interesting concept of what they say and then why. Because you'll know somebody, like if it's somebody you work with, like one of my employees, I know what they're about, what they, their actions, because actions definitely speak louder than words. And so some of them would tell me an animal, and I'd say, okay, well, why? Like, I had one guy say bull, and I said, okay, well, why? And then they kind of explained it. I'm like, okay, in my mind, I'm thinking, but you don't act anything like that. So I'm starting to wonder, okay, is that how you see yourself, or is that how you want to see yourself? And it's just a cool way to understand, where your mind's at. So try that exercise with yourself. Think about, okay, what spirit animal would I be? And then think about that animal. So don't just say your favorite animal, right? Don't just say, a panda because they're cute or whatever. Think about how those animals are, if you were to describe like what they do and how they act and things like that. And is that what you want to be, or is that who you really are? And it could kind of help make yourself take like a third party look at where you're at and what you're doing with your life. And are you doing the right things? Are you in the right job? Are you working with the right people? Are you, living with the right people? Are you meeting the right people? Are you in the right country? Are you, you can really start understanding from that third point of view, because you're taking a object and then putting your characteristics to see if it matches those characteristics. And so you can kind of understand, oh, like, I picked this animal and I'm in this field. I picked something that's super antisocial, is super likes to be alone, doesn't want to, talk to anything, but yet I'm working in the service industry. Like, no wonder I hate my job, right? I should pick something that is doesn't interact with people. Or I picked this animal that's, I picked a dog, which is super friendly, loves people, and then my job is, solo working at my house, and I don't ever talk to anybody. Or I don't meet my friends, or I don't do enough stuff. It can really just be a fun way to open up your eyes to your persona and your personality, and how you can, whether you're in the wrong boat or you are completely off on who you really are. And I don't know, just something fun I thought I'd share for you today. If you want to comment below on what you decided you were, like I said, I'm a wolf. Not any particular wolf. I don't really know a lot about wolves, the different kinds or anything like that. Just your generic wolf that runs in a pack and does wolf things. That's kind of what I chose. So, hope this video was helpful. If it was, please give it a thumbs up and subscribe, and I will see you guys next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.